Farage, Conservative Government Not Conservative, Bowed Down Before Woke Agenda. By Victoria Friedman on September 7, 2020. Nigel Farage has questioned whether the Conservative Party is conservative at all, following its failure to handle the English Channel migrant crisis and for having bowed to the woke agenda during months of protests by the Marxist Black Lives Matter movement. Brexit Watch's Jonathan Saxty spoke to the veteran Eurosceptic on Sunday, asking him whether he still had faith in the Conservative government, which Britain selected into power in December 2019 with an 80-seat majority, the largest Conservative government since Margaret Thatcher was re-elected in 1987. "What Conservative government? How are they conservative?" Mr. Farage responded. "They look like a bunch of metro liberals. How can it be Churchill's statue's been vandalized? Public statues being chucked in the dock in Bristol. The cenotaph has been desecrated. And the government says nothing," the Brexit Party leader said. The government failed to give a robust defense of Britain's history when in early summer monuments remained unguarded and under attack by far-left Antifa and Black Lives Matter demonstrators, Prime Minister Boris Johnson initially only giving a weak defense of Winston Churchill, whose statue was defaced with graffiti calling the wartime prime minister who fought fascism a racist. Rather than unequivocally defending Churchill and his monument, Boris had said in early June that while Sir Winston had protected Europe from a fascist and racist tyranny and deserves commemoration, he sometimes expressed opinions that were and are unacceptable to us today. "They have bowed down before the woke agenda," Mr. Farage said on Sunday. Perhaps the most overt expression of the notionally conservative government's surrender came the following month when Home Secretary Preeti Patel announced that all Home Office staff would be forced to take courses on the history of race and migration to make the department in charge of border control more compassionate. However, this would not be the first introduction of critical race theory to Britain's permanent bureaucracy, as author Charles Moore has revealed that the civil service has explicitly anti-white doctrines already embedded in it, and senior Mandarin support for Black Lives Matter is certainly not an idiosyncratic one-off. Mr. Farage blamed Johnson, his senior adviser Dominic Cummings, and perhaps a bit of Michael Gove for the construction of the cabinet, which he said is populated with kids with rich daddies who played with politics at university and political lightweights who will do as they're told. However, the Prime Minister himself suggested that his recent wetness on cultural Marxism has been the fault of his advisers, who have been pressuring him to refrain from coming out in any notably conservative way. When the BLM activists at the BBC had tried to ban the lyrics to Rule, Britannia, and Land of Hope and Glory, Mr. Johnson responded that while they, perhaps his advisers, are trying to restrain me from saying this, I think it's time we stopped our cringing embarrassment about our history, about our traditions, and about our culture, and we stop this general bout of self-recrimination and wetness. Mr. Farage warned, however, that one unconservative facet of Johnson's political personality could halt efforts to get legal and illegal mass migration under control. Unless Amnesty Boris does a personal U-turn and ditches his metropolitan liberal views on immigration, he may begin to lose the support of conservative voters, with 97% of them saying that they were concerned about the migrant crisis in the English Channel. Legal and illegal immigration are running at all-time highs. That doesn't just damage the government on confidence. It damages the government on trust, Mr. Farage said. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.